Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Leventhal is joining us from the Center for Public Integrity in Washington. Dave, let's start with gun control legislation. With the most recent mass shootings occurring just over 2 weeks ago, it seems like the groundswell to do something has faded.
Sure has, Susan, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and at the time I said I wouldn't be surprised if this happened. I'm not surprised it's happening now. It doesn't mean necessarily that when Congress comes back into session in September, and we're still a few weeks away from that happening, that there isn't going to be a groundswell yet again to do something legislatively as it pertains to guns. But the president himself has seemed to lose a little bit of interest in some of the proposals that he was at least fancying at first after the two terrible mass shootings in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. But this is what often happens sometimes when you have a long recess. People get real fired up about a particular issue, and that fire begins to die down after some time.
You kind of hit the nail on the head that we expected this to maybe kind of repeat the pattern that it's shown before. The one difference here, though, is that there's these debates going on. I mean, more debates set to happen just about a month from now for the Democrats. Might that be the thing that keeps this issue at the forefront?
You can expect during that next debate that it's absolutely going to be an issue that Democratic candidates are going to debate in earnest and probably at length, too. But they're not running for Congress. They're not. Some of them are in Congress, but they certainly don't have the power to flip a switch and do something. So if you believe that there should be some sort of additional legislation, new laws on the books to defend against mass shootings, you're probably going to be fairly disappointed at what's going to happen in September. And the president really is sort of the linchpin in all of this, too. If President Trump believes that there should be new laws on the books, and he's telling his Republican colleagues in Congress, look, this is what I want, they're probably going to be more open to going ahead and doing something in terms of enhanced background checks, possibly putting limitations on certain types of weapons even. But that's not really going to be in the offing much if President Trump is not on board. And he's been listening to a lot of folks on the pro-gun rights side who are making very strong cases for themselves, including the NRA, that no, there should not be additional restrictions above and beyond what we already have right now on the books going forward into the rest of this year and beyond.
Dave, that next debate for the 2020 candidates is, like Brian said, about a month away. Only 9 have qualified as of right now. Do you expect that number to change very much over the next month?
It's possible, but the candidates are running out of time. And I think we saw with John Hickenlooper, the former governor of Colorado, dropping out of the race, that not only is the clock ticking, but the clock is running out for some of these candidates, too. If they can't prove by now that they're viable in the sense that they're attracting a donor base, that there's excitement, that they're pulling something beyond 1%, it's going to be September by then. And although the polls don't open in the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primaries until February, it's pretty bleak if a few months away you're just kind of in the doldrums like that with not just one or two, but 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 candidates ahead of you in the polls. You need a breakout moment of a major sort at that point. And if you're not on the debate stage in September, then the chances of you having that breakout is going to be pretty slim to none.
Do you need to be on the debate stage, do you think, to have any sort of chance? Because it is still a ways off, right, from, when the actual votes will be cast.
Absolutely, Brian, and you're right that it is still a ways off, but every day that goes by and every day that a candidate like a Kirsten Gillibrand or some of the others who are at that 1% mark or below, it's just simply not feasible that you're going to be able to really have a breakout moment off the debate stage unless something completely unexpected and even monumental is happening. So getting on the debate stage is going to be key. We've seen some candidates definitely have their fortunes go in a different direction for good and for bad by being in the debate stage. You can say Kamala Harris, a senator from U.S. senator from California, was among them. And think to like Newt Gingrich back in 2012 when he was pretty low in the polls and yet did an amazing job in a couple of debates. And he, at least for a while, was vaulted to the top tier, even the lead of the 2012 Republican presidential race. So the debates, you really can't underscore their importance enough. They are very, very important, especially at this stage of the game.
So right about the time of that next debate, we'll possibly could see a lot of candidates dropping out.
You could. I think you're going to see a couple more, definitely. They just simply are going to run out of money. If you can't travel around, if you can't pay staff, if you can't just run your operation at a very basic level, then it's going to be very difficult for you to remain viable. Sure, you can stay in the race, but for, you know, kind of what point? If you're running a campaign, but it's so skeletal that you just have very, very little hope of really having an effect in some of those early states when it comes to getting people to show interest in you or even know who you are. Most of these candidates don't have great name recognition even in those early states. I say nothing nationwide. Not everyone is Joe Biden. So that's what they're contending with right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.